Channel 103.1. It's Nicole Sandler here, and I've got two guests in the studio today.
We're not here.
Yeah.
No.
I'm just lying. That would be the voice of Andy Partridge, and sitting across from me, who hasn't spoken yet, Colin Moulding.
Oh, that's me.
I'm working in with my foot. It's got a long pedal and a bit of string there.
XTC is how you might know them better as. And yes. I got to say, the occasion is a new album coming out in 2 weeks. May 23rd is the date. It's Wasp Star, Apple Venus Volume 2, the follow-up to Apple Venus Volume 1, which we had late last year. And I need to say, I feel a particular affinity with you guys because I started in radio in college back in 1979. And I did this freeform radio show where it was when, I guess... Black Sea or Drums and Wires had just come out, and you guys were like high up there on my playlist.
Did you have it on cylinder format at the time?
No, not quite that old, but I did have vinyl. You know, that's back the old days with the needle.
This is 1879, right? Yeah, the Great Punk Wars.
Yes, we were 122 years ago. But anyway, so I feel like I kind of grew up in radio with XTC, and I've been playing your music all these years from... You know, starting with Generals and Majors and Respectable Street and Making Plans for Nigel. And
there's some nice young men in clean white coats dragging her out as she's foaming at the mouth now.
So, and now, you know, all these years later, here you are.
All these years later, and I've just found out how to make the odd chord shape or two.
Well,
all these years wider as well.
Yeah, older and wider.
Well, you don't look wider, but you don't do this very often, so I'm thrilled to have you here, and it's really a pleasure to meet you both because it's the first time we're meeting. Okay, now you're here in my little studio rather than in Studio C across the hall.
Yes, it's intimate. I didn't move quickly. I'm going to make somebody pregnant.
Yeah, Sandy. Never mind. But you're not performing because you don't really do that these days.
No, you think people would have got the hint after 19 years as a non-live band.
Mm-hmm.
5 years live, enough of that, thank you. Want to concentrate on the best things in life, so we've made albums for
the last 19. It's just a magical thing, making records.
That's the alchemy we do.
You seek to find that magic that you've heard on your favorite records, and that's what you want to do, you know. That's what we prefer doing.
Okay, well, we have the new record here, which again is in stores May 23rd. It is called Wasp Star, Apple Venus Volume 2.
That's tricky to say with borrowed teeth.
I have my own teeth, and it's
Tricky
to say. I'm not,
not
that
George Washington's old.
I'm old, but I'm not that old. Anyway, we've been playing the first single off the album is I'm the Man Who Murdered Love. Kind of a tough stance on the state of love, isn't
well,
it?
Well, you know, what's the point in us having love? We never use it. So I thought I'd do everyone a favor and bump him off, you know.
This is new from XTC. It's on Channel 103.1.
Yeah. vision is skewed. I'm stupidly happy. I'm coming unscrewed. And if a devil dogs are drifting in the damn skies, I'll take him by the collar, look him in the eyes. Stupidly happy. Now you're my defense. I'm stupidly happy.
Stupidly Happy from the album that will be out in a couple of weeks. It's called Wasp Star.
Yep. Apple Can you get Bean. Any happier than that?
Yeah, and it feels good, though, doesn't
it feels
it,
good.
To be
yeah,
happy?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's
now,
a good thing.
You know, I got to say, well, I've got the best play-by-play of that entire song from Andy Partridge while it was playing.
It's new. I'm still keen on it.
But it's great. And, you know, I need to speak for fans out there, because I hear it from them all the time, that I think it's a shame that you don't perform anymore, because you've got a wonderful way of speaking and talking about the music. And
well, maybe we'll do a lecture tour and explain it.
Well, you know what? That's not a bad idea. Do like a Storytellers if you don't want to perform, then at least talk about the music, because there's obvious great enjoyment there, and you talk about it so beautifully. You talked about the process of recording that song, and you...
Well, it's all additive. It starts with just... like a third of it is just one guitar and a drum set.
Mm-hmm.
And then each time something comes around, one instrument gets added, like a tambourine will get added, then stay in for the whole song. And then the bass will get added on its one note and then stay in for the whole song. And then a harmony vocal will get added and stay in.
Mm-hmm.
And then another guitar will get added and stay in, and so on. And so it starts with just the two things right at the top of the song.
Right.
And grows sort of wedge-shaped, like a giant piece of gorgonzola or something, to the end of the song, and you physically can't cram any more in there.
And you said that the bass guitar was the last thing...
We always record the bass last. Yes.
Let's play the bass last. It's much better to do that for all you bass players out there. You can just pitch it just right, just how much you want to play.
And you said if it was good enough for the Beatles, it's good enough for you.
Well, they recorded the bass last when they had the chance.
Mm-hmm.
They had to do it out of technical necessity, but we don't. We like to do it for artistic reasons.
Because it works.
Yeah, it works. You just know, you can just hear the right spots you need the bass, you know. Because too many bass players overplay. They think, ooh, better fill it all up, you know. It's not necessary.
All right. That from Andy Partridge. Colin Moulding is here from XTC. We need to take a break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll hear one more song from the album. And thank you profusely again
for
coming in.
Channel 1031 News.
KACD Santa Monica. KBCD Newport Beach.
And channel1031.com.
World-class rock.
Well, our guests are still here. I'm very, very happy to be here with Andy and Colin from XTC. All right, we're going to play one more song off the new album. Why is it called Wasp Star?
It's called Wasp Star because Apple Venus Volume 2 might confuse. So we were thinking of giving it a shorter title in any case. So I found the Aztec phrase for Venus is...
Wasp Star?
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that beautiful?
It actually works out to be a longer title because it's actually then in parentheses, Apple Venus.
Well, you don't have to do the parentheses. Yeah. Everyone knows it's volume two of that. So.
The brackets.
That's right, yeah.
All right, well, the next song we're going to listen to is one that, Colin, that you wrote.
Yes, it's about marriage, but not in a country and western sort of way. It's more in a sort of an English music hall sort of way, you know. We've all got foibles and stuff, and it just explores them in the song.
Yeah, if you're nice to him, he'll show you his foibles.
We'll see after the song.
It, sure.
It's called In Another Life.
That's
it's
it.
Brand new from XTC. It's on Channel 1031. Channel 103.1 and new music from XTC, In Another Life.
Fuzz them drums.
Everything's fuzzed.
Fuzz, actually, everything, I'm not joking, everything on this album is fuzzed to some degree or another.
You did say that you thought the drumming on this album is the best of any.
Yeah, it's just got the nicest feel, the sort of grooviest, most insistent. It just makes your backbone go.
Who played the drums on this record?
Mostly an American who lives in London called Chuck Sabo. Mm-hmm. Who I can't really tell you what else he's drummed on. He does a lot of session work and stuff. He's still very young.
I know he drummed on that Ray of Light album, but Madonna.
Madonna?
Yes, I think he did.
Was that him?
I think that was
right.
him.
I know he also, Natalie Imbruglia, I think he's drummed on her. Oh. Although which bit, I don't know, which bit, darling, we don't want to say. And then
else?
Prairie Prince drummed on four tracks as well.
Yeah. And were there any other guests on the album?
Couple of string players on the last track. Pretty much it's just me and him making all the noise.
The two of you.
Smashing it out.
Yep.
And to answer the question one more time, you don't ever think there will be any more live XTC performances?
Not at the moment, no. But who knows? You know, I may wake up at the age of 65 and I want to go back out on the road.
Okay. Well, it's good to have the new music anyway. The album Wasp Star is in stores May 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate you coming by here.
Thank you.
I read somewhere that you said that you don't like to go back and listen to the early XTC music.
No, it's pointless.
Why?
Why does a dog return to its vomit? It's kind of, it's, you know, you got rid of that stuff. I don't even, you know, I've forgotten the lyrics and chords to this new stuff already. You know, mm-hmm. I'm thinking about the next thing.
Right.
And it's, sometimes personally, if I get really, really drunk, I'll lay down on the floor, put headphones on so that no one else can hear it, and I'll play a few old XTC albums. But I inevitably pass out by about track number five.
I think when you listen to it, you always hear things you could have done better.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's a real tease, you know. So it doesn't do you any good revisiting it, I don't think.
Yeah, you have to move on. The future is bright. Future is orange.
You know that there are those fans of us out there who, you know, your music, it holds up beautifully today. I mean, it
holds water, does it?
No,
holds
it's
a few shelves.
And we enjoy going back and listening to those albums. So, on behalf of them, I thank you for the great music you've made over the years and the new music you continue to make. And
thank
I thought we'd say goodbye and go out with one of the classics. In fact, possibly your most controversial song.
Yeah, if I squeeze my nuts, I can get that vocal again. Dear God!
Now, you did say Sarah McLachlan did a beautiful cover.
She
of,
did.
Of
Damarize. She did a really good version.
And I love it too. And we do play that one occasionally.
Yeah.
Here, but I thought we'd go out with the XTC version of Dear God.
All right, spoilers.
I will do that.
All
and
right.
Thank you, Andy and Colin,
thank
so
you.
Much for
thank
coming
you.
By.
It was a pleasure.
Channel 103.1.
Dear God, hope you got the letter, and I pray you can make it better down here. I don't mean a big reduction in the price of me. But all the people that you made in your image, see them starving on their feet, 'cause they don't get